This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
We're going to speak about Purim a little bit today. Haman came from Amalek. Haman was a grandson of Agag, Melech Amalek. Agag was the king that Shaul HaMelech failed to kill immediately, and as a result of that, on that night, Agag was able to cohabitate with a woman, and as a result, he had descendants, and Amalek and Haman was one of them. So Esther, who came from Shaul HaMelech, had to come and be mechaper for that maisa of Shaul HaMelech, that he allowed Agag to continue, and she had to be the one to do in Haman, his descendant. We have to understand, what is the kayach of Amalek in the world? What is his power? Amalek is a very powerful force. We see this week's parsha, this parsha Zachar that we're going to learn tomorrow, speaks about Amalek in terms that are really very unique. We don't find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes a shvua and says that I'm going to make sure that Amalek is utterly destroyed. Machay timcha azecha Amalek mitachas hashamayim leisishkach, never forget. What is Amalek's kayach? What is Amalek's rishus? And one of the main kayaches of Amalek, and where Amalek really has room to maneuver, is Amalek loves suffix. Amalek loves whenever there is something that's unclear in our lives. Whenever we have a suffix of any sort, that's where Amalek has room to fester. When things are clear by us, when things are absolutely certain, when our emunah is clear, our bitachin is clear, our hashkafas are clear, our daily life is clear, our purpose is clear, then we're good. Then we don't have to worry about the inroads of Amalek. But when things are murky, when things are not transparent, when things are unclear, that's when Amalek begins to jump into the fray and creates all types of problems for us. This is why we find that the milchama of Amalek against Klal Yisrael in the Midbar, in a place called Rephidim, took place immediately after a pasuk that says, Hayesh Hashem b'chem im ayin. Is Hashem with us or not? There was a suffix by Klal Yisrael, is Hashem with us or not? Kaviyachal, I don't know what the Shaila was. They just went through Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Aser Makkos, Kriyas Yamsuf, but apparently there's always room of suffix. It's not always easy to maintain a vados, a clarity of purpose in life, and emuna shlema is a difficult possession to hold on to. But as soon as Klal Yisrael had a suffix of Ayesh Hashem b'chem im ayin, vayavay Amalek, vayilochem im Yisrael. Amalek comes whenever we're not clear, whenever we don't have clarity in something. And that's why Suffolk is the gematria of Amalek. Amalek is 240, Suffolk is 240. Amalek is defined by Suffolk. We find this also in a Gemara in Kedushin on Daf Pei Beis Amud Aleph. At the end of Kedushin, it says, Tayv shebetabochim shutfei shel Amalek. The best of the butchers, if you take the finest butcher, the most scrupulous butcher, he's shutfei shel Amalek. He's a shutf of Amalek. That's the same Gemara there, by the way, that speaks about the Mishnah that says about Tayv sheberoifim legehenim. The best of doctors are going to Gehenim. There's not a very, you know, good chazal for, I guess, for the pre-med track. There's interesting mefarshim on what that means. The Tiferes Yisrael says beautifully that it's dafka, the taif shebereifim, the best of the doctors. The regular doctor is fine. He's going to Gan Eden. But the best of the best, the guy that's mamish, the Spitz cardiologist, the Spitz pulmonologist, the Spitz oncologist, the top of the field, they're going to Gehinnom. Why? He says, because if you're a regular doctor and you're normal, you're the middle tier doctor, and let's say somebody comes to you and there's a spot on their lung or something on the MRI in the brain, you don't understand what it is, you never saw it before. So you put it on, you know, on a group chat with other oncologists, with other cardiologists, with other brain specialists, and they, did you ever see such a thing? He says, yeah, I saw it. You know, I'm working in the Cleveland Clinic for 30 years. I saw that, and you have to apply this type of chemo, this type of radiation, it'll go away. You can confer with other people. You can consult with other people because you're just you're fine. It doesn't hurt your ego. You recognize that you're a regular doctor. But the Taif Shebereifim, let's say I'm the senior cardiologist in the world, and everybody knows that I'm the top cardiologist. I'm the top. So then I can't consult with anybody. I'm going to go to some rank and file cardiologist and ask him if he ever saw this and what he should. I can't, because like then that would bring me down. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to just operate on my own without any consultation, any Kabbalah's Eitzah from anybody else, and I'll kill the guy. So Taif Shebereifim Lo Gehinnom, that's how the Tiferes Yisrael understands it. Dafka, not all doctors, it's Dafka, the top tier doctors. They will never, ever ask somebody else lower than them their opinion. And because of that, they're going to tantamount murder people because of their gaiva. Rav Shach says a cute part, by the way, also on that Gemara, he says, Taif Shebereifim Lo Gehinnom doesn't mean that they are going to, you know, go to Gehinnom because of their chosen profession. He says, very cute, that, you know, a doctor is somebody that really cares about the medical well-being of a patient. So the doctor is not going to be able to just stay in Olam Haba. He's going to go down to Gehinnom to administer, you know, all the burn victims in Gehinnom. He's going to make sure to take care of them. He can't stay in Gan Eden. He's going to, Taif Shebereifim Lo Gehinnom, he's going to go down to Gehinnom. In any event, but the Mishnah there says, Taif Sheba Tabachim, the best of the Tabachim, the best butcher, is Shutfish al Amalek. He's the Shutav of Amalek. He is the partner of Amalek. What does Rashi say there? Rashi says, Sveike Trefais Bois Liyadai, the Chasal Mamainu Machilon. What a butcher has a lot of problems in his business, because a lot of times you have a suffix. You have a $1,000 animal that you just shechted and you want to sell it, you know, make some money on it. And all of a sudden you see that in the lung there's some suffix trefa. So suffix, it's not clear whether or not there was a hole in the lung, whether it wasn't a hole in the lung, whether it was something, whatever it is that, you know, could affect a trefa inside of an animal. If it's clear, I'll throw it out. I'm not a Russia. I'm not going to feed people trefas, you know, ben. But this is a suffix trefa. So if I look the other way, or if I, like, you know, hold it away from me a little bit distantly, I'll be able to somehow justify selling this to people in my butcher store because it's a suffix. And I'm going to be chasal m'mayne. I'm going to, you know, I can't afford it. I have to feed my family, for crying out loud. So I'm going to not, you know, be so medakti. I'm not going to necessarily show it to the paisik. I'll just say, it's 50-50. Let's sell it. So tov shebetabachim, shutfei shel Amalek. The best of the butchers, the shutf of Amalek. What do we see from this Rashi? What do you see from what shutfei shel Amalek? What does Amalek have to do with this? You could say, he's like a hanim. What does it mean, shutfei shel Amalek? Because Amalek's kayach is, like we said, suffik. If there's a vade trefa, Amalek has, and I look at it like a vade trefa, Amalek is held at bay. But as soon as there's a suffik, as soon as I have this question mark in my mind, you know, is it kosher or not kosher? Kosher or not kosher? Amalek comes and, you know, and taps you on the shoulder and says, it's kosher. It's kosher. Don't worry about it. Sell it. Because there's a suffik. Amalek thrives in a matzav of suffik. That's Amalek's whole metzias. Suffik, gematria, Amalek, they are one and the same. And that's a large part of our life. Suffik is not a small part. We're plagued by sveikas every day of our life. should I watch this? Should I not watch this? Should I go there? Should I not go there? Should I learn now? Should I not learn now? Should I go to, you know, should I speak this that I'm about to speak, or should I not speak this? Should I listen to that, or should I not listen to that? All these things, should I befriend this person? Should I not befriend this person? There's many sfeikas that we have every single day. What should be my career? Who should I marry? How should I deal with my family? How should I deal with my friends? All of these questions, which are basically a large part of our life, that's where Amalek is. Amalek is found in these questions. I want to share with you a Gemara in Megillah, in the Agadah of Megillah. What happened was that Haman, after he had that meeting that didn't go so well with Ahasuerus says, like, tell me, give me advice what I should do to a person that I really want to bestow honor upon. And Haman naturally assumed, the narcissist that he was, that he was talking about him. He wanted to give honor to Haman. So he started giving a whole beautiful list of kavod that he thinks that would be really befitting to him. And then Ahasuerus, of course, says, great, you know, do everything to Mardukhai, al top el davar mikol asher dibarta, whatever you said and more, do to Mardukhai. And I want you to be the one that's going to lead him on that horse of the king through the streets and say, kocha yasal ish. And this is obviously not what Haman wanted to hear, but he had no choice. So he went to find Mardukhai. When he went and he found Mardukhai, what was Mardukhai doing? Mardukhai was giving a shir. He was giving a shir to his Talmidim. And the topic of the shir, he must have been learning Daf Yomi, because he was learning, it was Menachos, and he was talking about the inyan of Kmitza. That's what the Gemara Megillah says. He was learning about Kmitza, and he basically was describing the laws of Kmitza to the Rabbanon. As soon as he sees Haman coming in the distance, he excuses himself. He says, Talmidim, go home, scatter. He was afraid that Haman was there to kill him and kill everybody around him, so they ran away. And then it was just Haman and Mardukhai. And Haman asks Mardukhai, what were you just learning? Tell me about what the topic of the shir. So he says, I was talking about the halachas of kmitza. He says, when the Beis HaMikdash was around and a person wanted to get a kapara, he took a fistful of flour and he put it on the mizbeach, and that was mechaper. So Haman says to Mardukhai, your fistful of flour, which is worth a couple of cents, came and was able to undermine my millions of dollars that I gave to buy the Jews, to destroy the Jews. All of that was undermined by your fistful of flour. Interesting Gemara. That's the end of the Gemara. And then, of course, he continued. He gave him a haircut and all of that stuff. But what does that mean? What does that mean that your fistful of flour came and basically was mevatel my aseres alofim kikar kesef that I promised Ahasuerus to buy and to destroy the Jewish people? What did he mean by that? So here's what I wanted to say. I hope you like it. Hope you approve of it. There's a Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara in Yuma is on Daf Mem Zayin Mebez. Boy, Rabbi Yeshua ben Uza'a. Rabbi Yeshua ben Uza'a asks the following shaila. Bein ha-beinayim shel maloi kumtzai mahu. When a kayin scoops up the fistful of flour, so what's inside of his fist, that's the mincha, that's kodesh. That goes on the mizbeach, and that gives a kapara. What's outside of his fist, on the outside of his fingers, that we call shirayim. That's the extra, that the kaihanim can eat, that's not kodesh, that doesn't go on the mizbeach. But there's another part of this that, you know, we don't think about, but Rabbi Yeshua ben Uzal did. Bein ha-beinayim. There's some flour that when you open up your fingers, you'll see in between your fingers. It's not on the inside of your hand, and it's not on the outside. It's right in the middle. Mahu. What's the din of that flower? Is that Kodesh or is it not Kodesh? And the Gemara says something interesting. The Gemara says, Amar of Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan says, Hadar Pashta Yeshua ben Uzzah. Yeshua ben Uzzah was the one that asked the Shaila, and then he subsequently answered the Shaila. What was the answer to the Shaila? Bein HaBeinayim Safik Ninhu. Bein HaBeinayim is Safik. It's not clear. It's a Safik. So all the Rishonim ask, I don't get it. What does that mean, Bein HaBeinayim Safik Ninhu? Obviously, he asked it as a Shaila. That means he wasn't sure what it was. So now what's the answer? Either tell me it's Kodesh, tell me it's Shirayim, but you're telling me it's a Suffolk Shkayach. Thank you. That's very helpful. What do I do with that? It's a Suffolk? I know it's a Suffolk. That's why it was a Shaila. If it wasn't a Suffolk, you wouldn't have asked in the first place. So what's your Maskana? The Maskana is, it's a Suffolk. So Taisus there on Memzayin Ubeis, and really more clearly the Ritva. Look at the Ritva, because the Ritva says it a little more clearly. But this is basically the composite sketch of what the Rishonim seem to answer for the Shaila. They say that there's two types of sfeikus. There's a suffix that I just simply don't know. I don't know what it is. I don't know whether or not, you know, it's this or it's that. I have a piece of meat in front of me. Suffix, chelev, suffix, shuman, I don't know what it is. That's a regular type of suffix. That was the question of Yeshua ben Uzzah. I don't know what it is. What do we do with this, with the middle flower? Is it kodesh or is it shirayim? I don't know. That's a normal type of suffix. When we speak about suffix, that's what it means. There's another type of suffix, though. This is how the Ritva says it. Like, for he brings this example, which is beautiful. There's a suffix that we have every single day. It's called Bein HaShmashas. Bein HaShmashas is the time between Shkia and Tseis. Shkia, until Shkia is day. After Tseis is night. But then there's like a whole part of the day called Bein HaShmashas. We call it dusk. Dusk is that weird time. It's like, it's layim, it's laylaila. I don't know what it is. It's sort of like, it's Bein HaShmashas. It's in the middle. That's a suffix also. It's a suffix yaim, suffix layla. But it's not a suffix yaim, suffix layla in the sense that I don't know what it is. It has a mitzias of suffix. It's a din suffix. This is the status of Bein HaShmashas is, it's a suffix. In Mitzias, it's not like we don't know, we have to try to do research and figure it. There's no research to be done. The status is the twilight zone. It's not here, not there. It is Suffolk. It's not Yaim, it's not Laila, it is Laila, it is Yaim. It's everything mushkababbled, it's an Arvuvia, but it's a din Suffolk. There are nafkaminas about this, but Lamaisa, because Bein HaShmashas has a din suffix, therefore there are certain halachas that are negeya, whether you can be yaitzei certain mitzvahs, whether you can, you know, do certain things on Shabbos that are, you know, during Bein HaShmashas, if it's a sakana or things like that. There's nafkaminas, but it's not a suffix in the first type of suffix, I don't know. It's a suffix, this is the suffix. It's a din suffix, it is a suffix in mitzvahs. The question of Rabbi Yeshua ben Uzzah was, I don't know what the Bein HaBeinayim is. You know what his answer is? After that he answered, Bein HaBeinayim, Suffolk Ninu. It has a din Suffolk. It's not the pshat that, you know, I don't know what it is. It is a Suffolk in Metzias. The Bein HaBeinayim knows the flower in between is both Kodesh and Shirayim, or it's neither Kodesh, but it's a Suffolk. This is the din. It's a din Suffolk. And I wanted to say that maybe this is what Haman meant. Haman meant, I had a whole plan. I had a whole elaborate plan how to kill the Jewish people, and I bought them. I had all this money, and I promised it to Achashverosh. Achashverosh was Meichelet, but I wanted to destroy the Jewish people so badly. And I had a way to do it with my Kayach HaSafik, making people unsure about, you know, what good, bad, yes, no, kosher treif, mutter usser. That's what I was going to destroy the Jewish people with, that kayach. But your mole kumtsa ditchu, you have your fistful of flour, meaning this din of Ben HaBeinayim that we find by the Kmitza, that Ben HaBeinayim is a din suffik. That means that you took my kayach of suffik and you're mekadesh it. You made it sanctified. You made it holy. You took my kayach, my secret weapon of suffik, and you said that there's a din suffik. That means that the Torah acknowledges suffik and it sanctifies suffik, and I can't do anything about it. If you're able to take the kayach of suffik and make it holy, then you've undone my whole plot. And this is what we do on Purim. This is the Aveda of Purim. To be Mekadesh a Suffolk. To make a Suffolk and say, I have a Sveka. I have a Suffolk, but that's, I can make it into a mitzvah. I could take my Svekas and I could say, woe is me, and Amalek comes and he makes me go off the Derech because of the Svekas. Or I could say, take a Suffolk and say, I'm a human being. I have Svekas. I don't know everything. Sometimes I question myself. But that's all part of being a Yid. Our grandparents had it, our great-grandparents, Moshe Rabbeinu, everybody had Sfeik, there's nothing wrong with the Sfeik. But we have to make sure to Mekadish the Sfeik. We have to make sure to say it's okay to have Sfeikas. Because if you look at a Sfeik like a monster, it's going to make us crazy. But if you look at a Sfeik, this is life. I don't always have everything clear. I don't know what to do. I don't know what my major should be. I don't know who I should marry. I don't know what shir I should be in. I don't know if I should be in yeshiva. Whatever it is, it's okay. It's sveikas that are normal. Normal sveikas we're allowed to have. But the problem is that when we allow a Malik to have his say in our sveikas, that's when everything goes bad. Life is not perfect. But a Yid lives with life as it is. We take it one day at a time with our Sveikas. We all Sveikas. Sveikas are fine as long as it doesn't become a Malikdik. On Purim, there's a strange mitzvah on Purim of Adla Yada. We're supposed to drink. We're supposed to Mishtaker Adla Yada. You know, there's a lot of Mefarshim, a lot of fine print on that halacha. You know, some say it means ad v'le'ad b'chlal. I think Rabbi Yisrael Salanter used to say that it doesn't mean the imamish get drunk. It means until the point that you get drunk. Ad v'le'ada. The Rama says you should drink a little bit and then go to sleep, and then you'll be mekayim ad v'le'ada. That's an etzah. And some people are mahader and they actually, you know, drink to the point of ad v'le'ada. That's fine also, as long as you do it safely. But there is an interesting thing here. What's going on? We're supposed to get drunk. Adla Yada, Bein Baruch Mardechai La'ar Haman. It's a strange mitzvah, right? I mean, where do you find that by Dalet Kais? It's supposed to drink Dalet Kais Adla Yada, Bein Baruch Moshe La'ar Pare. It sounds like really not a simple thing. It's ton beer. Like, what is this? And I think that the pshat is that that's exactly the point. The point is that in life we have Sveikas, we have a Mardechai, and we have a Haman, and those are clear, those are very black and white, but then there's a lot of gray area between those two things. And sometimes we, you know, don't know like who we are, who other people are, what we should be doing in life. Are we a tzaddik? Are we a rosh? Are we a beinoni? Rav Huttner used to say that a beinoni is somebody that vacillates. He doesn't know. He's in this twilight zone of some days I want to be a tzaddik and some days I don't. There's no such thing as a tzaddik. It's very rare to find a tzaddik that mamish every day is perfect or Russia that every day is bad. But many of us are this beinoni that we're tluyim ba'imdim every single day. I don't know. Some days I wake up, I'm coming to davening on time and I'm learning geshmak and I'm doing mitzvahs and I'm not speaking Lashon Hara and I'm not watching anything I shouldn't. I'm not going. I'm a real tzaddik. But then what happens tomorrow? Tomorrow I wake up and I'm not on fire anymore. I got, you know, a little cooled off and now I, you know, I want to go here and I want to go there. I want to watch this. I want to do that and I'm not so good. And then I go back to being a tzaddik and I'm always in this in-between zone. So Purim is a day that were able to understand that inner struggle. And you drink until the point that you don't even know anymore between the difference between Baruch Mardukhai and Arur Haman. We don't have that clarity. And it all gets mixed up. And that's the Avedis Hayyim. The Avedis Hayyim is to understand that life is not always black and white. Life has moments that is clear. Some days we have such clarity on things. But then some days we have such unclarity. I just don't even know. I don't know who I am. I don't know what I want to do with my life. I don't know, you know, who my real friends are. I don't know what my shifas are. I don't know who's on my side, who's not on my side. Is what I'm doing right? Is it what I'm doing wrong? Is the major that I'm choosing the right one? Maybe I shouldn't be doing. Maybe I should be learning full time. Maybe I should be working. I don't know. I'm going crazy. What should I do? Purim is a day that you get shikur, and everything is mixed up. And this is the Avedis Hayyim. The Avedis Hayyim is we take the suffix of Amalek that can make us meshuga, and could really steer us off the cliff. And we say, no. A yid is allowed to have a suffix as long as it's holy. As long as we're able to maintain a holiness with our suffix. And in the meantime, have patience with ourselves to figure things out and to work things through and to speak to the right people and to be able to understand that this is all part of the process of our life and it never ends. You could look at your Rabbeim and say, well, they have it clear. Trust me, they don't have it clear. Everybody's working, everybody's struggling, everybody's a work in progress. Everybody's a work in progress. You could take a simple yid that you look at and say, wow, and they're going through a lot of hard stuff themselves and they're trying. Everybody's trying, but you have to stay within the tchum of Kedusha. Beina beinayim mahu, suffik ninu. It's fine. We could live with a suffik. Then Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, Reb Chaim Brisker used to say, "Fanakasha starb minisht." Sometimes we have a question. You don't die from a question. You don't die from a question. You can live with a question. Sometimes you have a teiku in the Gemara. It doesn't mean they have to go crazy. A teiku, I have a suffix and I don't know what the Torah is, emes, because there's a teiku. I could live with a teiku. Sometimes the Gemara ends kasha. So you're going to say, oh, forget it. The Torah is. You can live with a kasha. You have a tzarachin. Rabbi Kiva Eger blies by a tzarachin. Torah is misinai. Yeah, you could. It's okay. We can live with the tzarachin. We could live with kasha. It's fine as long as you maintain your understanding that you're being mekadesh esafik. Whatever is not clear in your life is fine. You're not supposed to have clarity. And when Mashiach comes with that perfect clarity, until that point, it's I don't know anymore. Sometimes whether it's Baruch Mardukhai, Arur Haman, but guess what? It's all mixed together, and that's fine. I could live with it. That's the mitzvah hayayim. Mitzvah hayayim is to understand that don't let Haman, don't let Amalek threaten you. Don't be so quick to like throw it all overboard or just like really lose patience with things because it's not clear. Give it time. And with time, things will sort themselves out. But that's the Aveda of Purim. Purim is a day that we're able to be Isaac in the Hilchas Kemitza. Isaac in this concept that there is a suffix and the suffix is fine. The suffix is kaidish. A suffix is a din suffix. It's a ben hashmashes. It's fine. We could live with the ben hashmashes. Sometimes Purim comes at a perfect time. Always Purim comes at a perfect time. I think, you know, I'll just speak personally, it's been a difficult year. A lot of vicissitudes, a lot of ups and downs in the world, the hostages, and in personal life, and in, with the storms that keep on coming is like, you know, making a lot of people crazy. And Bechlal, and Befrat, everybody has their own issues. Hopefully people don't have issues, but I think many of us in this room have their own issues that they're plagued by. And Purim is coming, and Purim is a day, it's a Yom Echad Bashana, Amachas Bashana, that we have a day that we can really just sort of just be enveloped in the warm hug of the Rabbeinu Shalom. The warm hug of the Rabbeinu Shalom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here for us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, even in a time of Hester Panim, He's with us. That's the lesson of Purim. There's no shame Hashem in the whole Megillah, but that's the point. You don't always see Hashem with Kailos and Brakim and Kriyas Yamsuf, but you know that Hashem is with us. We know the storyline. The storyline is clear that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is orchestrating every piece of the puzzle, and that's how He's doing it in our life. We don't always feel that. We live in Suffolk. Is Hashem, Hayesh Hashem Bachem, Banu Ayin, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu with us? Is He not? Is God, where is God? Like, what does Hashem want from me? How is He doing this to me? And Purim is a day that we have, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, V'roi Rachmanusai, that every year we feel His warm embrace. We feel that it's okay to have sveikus. We feel that it's okay to be human. It's okay to be frail. It's okay to be vulnerable. It's okay. It's fine. I'd like to personally invite everybody to stay in yeshiva on Purim. Purim is not a day of hayolus. It's not a day of running to your friends' parties and, you know, young couples and this and that. Purim is a day of intense aveda. We'll speak about it over Shabbos and Mitzvah Hashem. We'll speak it on Purim. But it's a day that, you know, is the most powerful day of the year, I think, hands down. I don't think anyone doubts it, anyone that has been in a proper sviva on Purim. And so it's been a minig, and you know, by me, over the past at least 24 years, that I make a masiba in my house on Purim after Mincha. It starts at around 1:30, and it goes until the Shiva Suda, whenever that is, 3-4 o'clock. It's called the Shack because it used to be in the back of my house, in like an annex to the garage, and it used to be it was sort of like a real shack, but and it fit a lot of people. It was Einam and Amida. It fit many, many more people that naturally could fit. It's a room that could fit maybe 30, 40 people. It fit hundreds of people somehow, and then it got not big enough, and also, guys jumped on the back porch and broke it, long story, but so we moved it up to the front of our house, and we have a big tent, and it's a beautiful, beautiful get together, and we can get together in a tzura that maybe is a little different than we're used to, but it's happy, it's joyous, and it's hopefully, you know, the safest place that you could be, but also the most ruchniyistic place that you could be. And people, Talmidim, alumni come, and people from the neighborhood come, and it's a beautiful maimed, it's a beautiful event, and I want to personally invite each and every one of you to come, and obviously the whole yeshiva, even if you don't come to the shmooze, you can come, but it's an important part of the year, a very, very important part of the year, of course, to come to the mesiba, come to the Shabbos, and Mitzvah Hashem will be a beautiful Shabbos, but it's something that, you know, I really feel is very, very critical to our aliyah throughout the year. This small time, it's a pixel of time, but it's very, very inspiring, it's very important, and it's very critical that everybody be there and schlep everybody else, all your friends that are not here, please, with you. And I want to just, you know, end with one note on this last shmooze before Purim, that I very much appreciate the guys that come to things. I don't say it enough, I should really end every shmooze with this, but I know that for some reason, you know, people are busy, let's be melamed tzchus on everybody, it's a busy week and it's tiring, and you know, I'm sure it's not easy to come to a shmooze on Friday morning at 9 a.m., but I appreciate that you come. I hope that it has its intended purpose on the Talmidim to take away hashkafas, to take away halachas here and there, to take away a derech hachayim. I hope that it has that, but it definitely has hashpa on me that I have Talmidim that come and that listen and that are makabel, and it's very important for, you know, in my own personal framework to know that, you know, that this is something that's meaningful to other people, and I want to thank you all, and it's appropriate for Purim. Purim is a time of Haidah, and it's a time of being open, it's a time of being authentic, and it's something that I very, very much appreciate. I have a tremendous Ava for everybody, for all the Talmidim in the Yeshiva, all the Talmidim that we had since the Yeshiva started until today, and the future Talmidim, but I'm talking about right now. I'm very, very nisragish, very emotional about the fact that I have such wonderful Talmidim. I don't take it for granted, and I want to further develop the relationship and get closer, and Mitzvah Hashem, we should just go le'elo, we should have a wonderful Parsha Zachar, we should be zeichet to be meicha Amalek in every way that he has, every vestige of Amalek in our lives. We should have the power and the strength and the tenacity to uproot from our life. And Mitzvah Hashem, all the sveikas that we have are holy, but until we're able to actually come to the day that we have Mechias HaMalek and that all Sveikas are removed from us, just make sure to maintain the Kedusha regardless. Sveikas are not something that are monsters to scare us. Sveikas are a very natural, normal part of our life. And the main thing is not to be scared of it, not to run away from it, but to embrace it and to understand that it's all Kedusha, it's all holiness. HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands our Sveikas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will walk us through it. But in the meantime, always maintain the Kedusha that comes with this din suffik. Have a wonderful Shabbos, Rabbi Yisrael.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.